Paul, talk us through the preparations that have gone into getting ready for badminton this year.
We've had two horses that are vastly different in terms of experience and type of horse, so we've been quite conscious not to do the same thing with them. They both had their individual preparations. Kilronan's quite an old, experienced boy now, so he hasn't actually done many competitions leading up to this. He doesn't really need it, whereas Indian Mill, we've done quite a bit with him and done some three stars and some intermediates and some advance and all sorts of things. So we've been plenty busy enough, but very individually tailored for the horses to what we decided they needed to perform at their best here.
Sum up that dressage performance, kicking off, starting for the day.
Yeah, it was about 10 marks more than what I would have, 10 penalties more than what I would have wanted. You know, I was aiming for a sub 40 and we got only just sub 50, so quite disappointed with that, because I know the horse has certainly got a better test in there, and he did. I'm not necessarily disappointed with the mark in relation to the test, because the there were some pretty clear and obvious mistakes in the test, which is disappointing, but it's not a dressage competition, so we'll just make sure we keep finishing on our dressage score, and that'll pull us up the rank.
Cross-country looking ahead to Saturday. The course is no smaller this year. Are you looking forward to walking the course?
Yeah, indeed. A lot of the jumps are the same. That second and third jump, the second last combination last year, was enormous coming down the hill. So I don't know what it's going to look like going up the hill now. That'll be quite entertaining. But it's a proper four-star track. So I haven't walked it yet, but I'm looking forward to getting out there and having a look, see what the fun's going to be on Saturday.